What inspired your passion for the ocean?
And I think my passion for the marine environment and for conservation really began as a child, especially going to the Spanish coast. I'm half Spanish, and my mother is Spanish, and we used to go to the Spanish coast for holidays, and I used to spend my summer holidays in snorkeling in the ocean, looking for different marine creatures, trying to capture different shrimps and crabs and fish and put them in buckets and watch them all day. And it kind of really inspired my fascination for the marine environment.
Do you have any idea, as of today, how many times have you dived, both for work and for fun?
Definitely over 600 dives so far.
Is there any dive or any of the dives that are very impressive?
Absolutely, yeah. I have some very amazing memories, diving underwater and some really incredible dives. I think one that really stuck in my mind, which I did last year, which was for work actually, was a project we've been supporting in Fiji on the coral reef and shark conservation. So this was a dive with a bull shark. The bull sharks are these very large. They look very scary, but they're relatively harmless. It's very rare that they would actually, attack humans, especially divers. So they look very scary, but it's very rare that they would actually, have a negative kind of interaction with humans, although it does happen. So that was, very impressive to be able to be in the water with these huge sharks. I love sharks. I find them fascinating. I find them just like perfectly adapted to the environment and very, very powerful, but very, you've got to give them a lot of respect. So that was a very memorable dive. I think more memorable dives in the Maldives, especially with manta rays and whale sharks. So again, these very graceful animals, the very large animals that kind of travel large distances under the water, in the ocean, and just getting to see them in their natural habitat and feeding or cleaning themselves is just an amazing experience.
You just mentioned different sharks, bull sharks, whale sharks. Can you educate us a little bit more about the sharks, how important they are as a marine creature, and their role relating to climate change or biodiversity? For a normal person, when we hear about sharks, we think they're a terrible figure. They're horrifying. So can you give us some more education about sharks? Actually, they're not harmful, but they're our friends.
Yes, that's a very good point. And people have, there is a general negative stereotype about sharks, and I think they're very misunderstood creatures. I think, people think of sharks in these horrifying ways. They think of them as these mindless killers or these, predators that would, eat people as soon as they see them. And that's not true at all. And most sharks, the vast majority of sharks are harmless to humans. There are sharks that are dangerous, but those sharks, if you respect them and you don't get into their territories, they'll leave you alone. But more importantly, sharks are extremely important for the entire ecosystem, usually the top predators. So they control the biodiversity in the ecosystem. When you have a top predator, it controls populations of other fish that are underneath it, which then in turn, has impacts on populations of other fish, and that has a cascading effect on the entire ecosystem. So sharks have a very positive impact in keeping an ecosystem in balance. So sharks will eat smaller fish, but then that also controls certain populations of fish, which then has positive impacts on the whole ecosystem. So they are very much important for regulating the entire ecosystem. An ocean with sharks is a healthy ocean. If you see lots of sharks, it means that this is a healthy ecosystem, an ecosystem that's in balance, and an ecosystem that's productive and healthy. So, we should think of sharks more as being a positive sign rather than something that's scary.
Most people are not familiar with dugongs. And I know they have a nickname called the mermaid. So can you talk a little bit more about dugongs and why protecting dugongs is very important for our climate and for the ecosystem?
Dugongs are amazing creatures. Like you said, they're the original mermaids. So this myth of these creatures that live in the seas that are half human, half fish, it's often told. So it came from sailors a long time ago, seeing manatees or seeing dugongs in the coastal areas and thinking that they were people that are half human, half fish, because they look, they're mammals. They're very kind of big difference between them and sharks, but sharks are fish, dugongs are mammals. So that means that they're warm-blooded, they produce live young, they have hair, they produce milk. So in a way, they're kind of closely related to mammals on land. Probably the most closely related animal to a dugong on land is the elephant. So these are basically mammals that went, many millions of years ago, they transitioned from living on land to going back into the ocean. And they're very large, but they're also very gentle. They live in coastal areas. They only eat seagrass. So they're the only marine mammal that is 100% herbivorous. So they live in herds, very kind of social. They take good care of their young. So like young dugongs need to spend a lot of time with their mothers. So in a way, they're very much like us. They can live to older ages. The dugongs can live up to 70 years. So again, a bit like humans. They're mythical creatures in many of the societies where they exist. Wherever there are dugongs, there's often stories associated with dugongs about how they're these kind of spirits of the ocean, how they're these kind of mythical creatures that are connected to us and connected to the seas. But they're not just mythical creatures for humans, they're also very important for the ecosystem. So dugongs, like I said, they eat seagrass, and they eat seagrass all day. But by eating seagrass, they're grazing the seagrass. They don't eat the whole thing, they don't eat the roots and everything, they just graze the seagrass. And by grazing, this means that the seagrass kind of grows again more quickly, so they're more productive. So that means the seagrass actually grows better where there's dugongs. And the same way that I said sharks are a sign of a healthy ocean, I would say the dugongs are like the sign of a healthy seagrass. If you have dugongs, then you know that this is a very healthy, thriving seagrass ecosystem.
As we celebrate the World Ocean Day, and this year's theme is Awaken New Depths, how do you understand the theme in the context of your extensive diving experiences and your work in the ocean conservation?
I think when you talk about new depths, we were talking about depths of understanding, depths of compassion, depths of collaboration, depths of commitment. So it's really to kind of increase our commitment and our understanding and our collaboration for ocean conservation and for protecting the marine environment. But the ocean and marine ecosystems, they're often out of sight and out of mind. A lot of people don't get to see them because most people don't dive or they don't snorkel. Most people, they might see the ocean, but they only see the waves on top and they don't see the whole world that's underneath the waves. They don't see this amazing variety of ecosystems and topographies and species that live in this, under the ocean. So I would really advocate to awaken new depths, maybe to awaken yourself and to learn how to dive or learn how to snorkel and get out into the ocean and actually experience and understand all the things that are happening under the waves and for people to see for themselves.
And lastly, I would like to know, for your next fun dive, which part of the world or area that you would like to go that you've never been before?
I think maybe I'll say Galapagos. Just because it's supposed to be a very healthy ecosystem with a lot of sharks, and they have a lot of hammerhead sharks, and I've never seen a hammerhead shark, so I'd love to go and see them. Yeah, there's some amazing spots in Egypt that I would love to explore. There's the Brothers Islands, which are these islands in the Red Sea, which again, are very famous for sharks, for very healthy shark populations, and very amazing diving there. So that might be somewhere I might be lucky to go. One of the most famous places in the world for coral reefs is called Raja Ampat, which is in Indonesia. And it's supposed to have one of the highest biodiversity of coral reef species in the world, which I think would be an incredible experience to go and be able to see, that number and that variety of different corals and fish all living together. I think that would be a very amazing experience as well.